We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the second pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
Jared Goff winds up.
Touchdown, Detroit! Josh Reynolds!
Here comes the blitz. Down the middle and on the fly. Jameson Williams, extra speed, on the gas and gone. Touchdown.
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Pride Podcast, episode 293 on the Blue Wire Network. I am your host, Tyler, joined by my two guys, as always, Mr. Malcolm Hart, Pierre. Boys, how we feeling?
I'm feeling great, Tyler. Malcolm, what's up with you, man?
Woo, what is going on, man? Yo, it's actually good to see all three of us back on the pod, man. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute, guys. I know we've been, we took a little time off after the draft. Just content wasn't really there. Took some time off, took a breather, but we are back today. And we're back with a really fun episode, something that we haven't done before. And this is going to be drafting a Detroit Lions all-time team. So I'm going to explain in a second. I want to give credit to where I found this idea. So I found this idea from the Bun and Cardigan Show. It's a Pistons pod. So if you guys are Pistons fans, which I know most of you guys are, if you guys keep up with the NBA, great Pistons pod. Definitely recommend them. They did a drafting all-time Piston team, and there's two guys on their show, and they kind of competed to see who had the better Piston all-time starting lineup, and they had, the listeners choose who, was the better team. So I thought it'd be a pretty cool idea to get our little twist into it, do a football version of this, do a Lions version, and kind of incorporate fantasy football. So what we're going to do today is we're all going to draft one quarterback, one running back, two receivers, one tight end, one flex player on offense. So that could be a running back, receiver, or tight end. We're going to draft one defensive unit from any era of Detroit Lions football and one kicker. So it's like playing fantasy football, but drafting only Detroit Lions players. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So are you boys ready?
Yes, sir.
I hope I am. I mean, I am not prepared at all, but We're gonna freestyle this, so let's go, man. Let's see how we go.
All right. I'm going to randomize the draft order, and we're going to do a snake. So a snake is basically like, let's say hypothetically, I'm picking third. I'd be the first pick in the second round and vice versa, right? So we're going to randomize the order right now. I'm going to do it right here. All right. First pick is going to be me. Second pick is going to be Pierre, and third pick is going to be Malcolm. So
let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. I'm going to just put in the chat just so for us so that we can remember the order as well. All right. Here we go. First pick is going to be me. I like this. I like this a lot. I said off air I wanted the third pick, but you know what? You can't be mad at the first pick because there's a lot of Lions legends that I could obviously go from here. So with the first pick, I know we say don't select running backs first, but you got to take Barry Sanders here. Barry Sanders is going to be my first pick. So he is off the board. So Barry Sanders is on my team. Here, you are on the clock.
Yeah, I'm taking Calvin Johnson, my favorite player of all time. That's pretty simple. So, Malcolm, you are on the clock.
All right. So shoot. There goes Barry. There goes Calvin. So I guess again, I'm not prepared, guys. So F it. Let's go Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, okay.
Let's go Matthew Stafford.
Well, you're right back on the clock right now.
I'm back on the clock. All right, so then I'm gonna go running back Billy Sims.
Oh, I wanted Billy Sims.
Okay. We already had Barry, man. I know,
but Billy Sims is a good player, dude. I wish I got to watch him. Him and Barry, I wish I got to watch him. But Billy Sims, I was just looking up some numbers, man. Three seasons with at least 1,000 yards, three straight years of making the Pro Bowl, and he was a dynamic pass catcher too, as well. I mean, that's a good player.
Sure was.
You know, for the younger generation like me and Peter that didn't get to watch a guy like Billy Sims, I mean, his numbers are phenomenal.
Don't worry. I'm right there. I didn't really get to watch him either.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to watch him either.
He's a phenomenal player. All right. Fifth pick. Pierre, you're on the clock.
Yeah, I'm going with another all-pro receiver. Give me Herman Moore.
Herman Moore, that's a good one too. Three-time first-team all-pro, four-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, that's a good pick right there. So I am on the clock right now. Yeah, this is, I guess, the downside of having the number one pick, you know, because there's a lot of talent that gets away really quickly. I was really hoping I can get Matthew Stafford in the second round, but obviously that was not going to happen. Oh, man. Who do I go here? I'm going to do something kind of crazy. Do something a little crazy here that's probably not expected. It's just because I think this position is so weak in Detroit Lions history. I'm taking Jared Goff. Just because there is no good quarterbacks in Detroit Lions history. I don't care about Bobby Lane. I'm sorry. I don't care about Bobby Lane. I don't want him on my football team if I'm building an all-time team. I don't want Bobby Lane. So I'm taking Jared Goff.
What? You don't want Bobby Lane?
I don't want Bobby
Lane. He won a Super Bowl in Detroit. What are you talking about?
He didn't win a Super Bowl. He won a championship. But
championship. Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. We never won a Super Bowl.
But, like, has anyone actually dig on Bobby Lane?
I have.
I've seen his numbers.
I've seen the numbers. I mean, this is the thing. It's a different era. I mean, back in the 50s, if you ran a 5-flat, you're looked at a track star, all-pro, world-class athlete in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no guys running 4.5s, 4.6s. None of that shit existed in the 50s.
Like, has anyone ever looked at, like, their touchdown-interception ratio? Have you seen Bobby Lane's touchdown-interception ratio in Detroit?
Back then was different, though. You can't compare it to
okay,
now.
That's my point. So if I'm building an all-time team, I don't want Bobby Lane on my football team.
Okay, we get it. You don't want him.
196 to 243 ratio. That is fucking terrible. That is terrible.
Dude, but back in the day, that was
legendary. Those numbers are legendary back in the day.
He could stay back in the day. I'm taking Jared Goff.
Okay,
JG. I'm on the JG, clock, right? Give me that 40. No, I'm on the clock. I got one more pick. Give me that 48 to 15 touchdown ratio. Durable player. Give me JG 16. You know, I think he's the second best quarterback in Detroit Lions history. Call me crazy.
Let's go, man.
So give me JG 16. So I got my quarterback. I got my running back. Now it's time to give me a receiver. Hey, we know JG 16. He loves his slot boys. Give me Amon Ross St. Brown right here. So I'm taking ARSV.
Wow.
Okay.
You're on the clock.
Yeah, I got my two receivers. I'm going running back Doak Walker, 5 Pro Bowls, 5 All Pros, NFL Rookie of the Year, in the Hall of Fame, 2-time NFL scoring leader, averaged 6.3 yards per carries in the playoffs.
Okay, what year is that, brother, in the game?
Played from 1950 to 1955 with the Lions.
Malcolm, you know he was a running back, a place kicker, and a punter.
That's what you know. That's what you know.
He played all three.
That's hot, high school stuff right there, man.
That's versatility, as we like to call it.
He was a stud. Like, he was a stud, man. They retired his numbers, too. 37 is retired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Malcolm. You got back-to-back picks here. What do you got?
All right. So back-to-back picks. Shoot, you guys cooking with the receivers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well join the trend. Let's go Golden Tate.
Good one.
Let's go Golden Tate. And I'm going to – this is something that I never do in fantasy football, especially this early. But since this position is so damn weak and I only know of one defensive team
fuck,
that had a good defense.
On their necks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the – Let me just make sure I have the correct year. I don't want to say the incorrect year and screw myself.
Say the incorrect year.
Are you saying like the Sue year and all that?
Yeah.
I just gave it to him. It's 2014.
2014 Detroit Lions. Let's go there.
All right.
Okay. So you grabbed Golden Tate in 2014 Lions defense. All right, Pierre, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm going to go with the best tight end in Lions history, Charlie Sanders.
I was going there. I was going there next. Either going to defense or tight end. Damn it. Charlie Sanders off the board. All right, so I got back-to-back here. I got my quarterback. I got my running back. I got my wide receiver. Where do I go here? Let's stick with the trend of receiver. I'm going to take Johnny Morton here. Was a dynamic receiver in the 90s. Was a great number two with Herman Moore. I think he compliments Amon-Ra St. Brown very well. Phenomenal player. Had four seasons of having 1K or more yards in a season. So I'm going to go with Johnny Morton here.
Hey, Prior Podcast listeners. It's your boy Malcolm here. And if you're a sports bettor like me, let me tell you about OddsTraders. OddsTraders is a place to compare all odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotional codes from different sportsbooks to get the best deal. This app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, so the bettors can make the most informed bets as possible. This app also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all their games and betting activity. Looking to maximize your bets? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Again, that's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for your game day bets.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And then I'm on the clock right again. Give me the 1991 Detroit Lions defense. The defense that won a playoff game.
Yeah, I was going to say, and can you bring up those stats? What did that team look like, man?
So 91, I mean, they weren't necessarily the greatest unit, but like if you look at Detroit Lions history, there just isn't many great defenses. If you guys have watched, obviously, there just isn't many great defenses. But this was a team that went 12-4 and kind of held their opponents down. I'll read off some stats of some games that they held their opponents down to. I got right here. So week one was horrific. They gave up 45 points and lost 45-0 to the Washington football team. But after that, you know, they got hot and they pulled off a string of games, only gave up 14 points to the Packers, 13 points to the Dolphins, 3 points to the Buccaneers, 20 points to the Vikings, 10 points to the Cowboys, 10 points to the Rams, 6 points versus the Bears. So they had a good stretch of games where they were playing, you know, holding their opponents down to very low scores. And even in the playoff game, the last Lions playoff win in Detroit Lions history held the Dallas Cowboys to only 6 points. So, you know, they did their work, led to a 12-4 season, like I said. Last playoff win in Detroit Lions history. So I'm taking the 1991 Detroit Lions defense.
Okay.
Beer, you're on the clock.
Give me Eddie Murray. All rookie team, all pro kicker, 3-time all pro, 2-time Pro Bowl, and Pro Bowl MVP. The kicker, Eddie Murray.
Ooh, that's a bit surprising. Taking him over Jason Hansen, huh?
Yeah, he has more accolades.
Yeah, he does. All right. Malcolm, got 2 picks here.
All right, I'm taking Jason Hansen. I need to get it before all the kickers are gone. So, yeah, I'm going Jason Hansen here as my kicker. And let's see. I do need another receiver. Who is out there? I'm trying to use my head and think. Who do I want? Let's go with – shit. I guess tight end. I mean, shit, there's not many. Should I say TJ Hockenson? Or give me TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson. Okay.
I guess.
Fair enough.
I was trying to think of another tight end. I was like Brandon Pettigrew, TJ Hockenson, no Eric Ebron, no Dan Campbell. Do I go Dan Campbell here?
If you want to get some votes, I think you could go Dan Campbell. I was thinking about that, honestly.
No. I was like, should I go Dan Campbell? He really had the best stats. He had a great blocker.
Yeah.
TJ Hockenson, I mean, I don't know. Okay. He gets there by default, I guess.
So you took Hansen and Hockenson. Okay, Pierre, we're on the clock.
All right, we're going to go with...
Oh, no, what did I do? I'm sorry.
We are going to... Okay, so we have some size at receiver. We're going to add some speed. Give me Brett Perriman.
Ooh, that's a good pick, man. He's honestly a player.
That's my flex.
He was a player I wasn't too familiar with, honestly, before, you know, this episode and doing some research. And he's the father of Rashad Perriman, who was obviously a Lion for a very short stint. But... just a very reliable player in his tenured year. I have some quick stats. He had a season where he had almost 1,500 yards, 108 receptions in 1995. So a very sneaky play right here. And he got a speedy receiver here. So I like that pick. He was on my board, actually. So I like that pick.
Yep.
All right. So I have to get a tight end, a flex, and a kicker still. So I can wait on kicker because you guys both took him. I'm going to go with an interesting flex here. I'm going to go with Theo Riddick here. And this is one that's a little surprising, but I think he is a good complement to what we want to do on offense. Complements Barry's of receiving back. Get him to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Johnny Morton. I like the fitting of Theo Riddick. Was a good player while he was here, especially in that 2015-2016 season. So I'm going to take Theo Riddick here. And then I'm on the clock once again. So I need a tight end. You guys pretty much took both the good tight ends. So I'm not really left with much here. I'm going to go with Brandon Pettigrew.
What?
Yeah.
Over your boy Ebron?
Yeah, over Ebron. I'm not taking Eric Ebron in an all-time Detroit Lions team.
Eric Ebron? Oh, man. I thought that's where you're going. I was for sure. Like, I thought that's where you're going.
I could have went Ebron. There's another sleeper in the early 2000s, David Hill. Had some sneaky good numbers, but I think Pettigrew is just a bit better player. So I'm going to go with Pettigrew here.
Brandon Pettigrew had one good year in Detroit where he had like that 80 reception year. I think that was 2011.
Yeah. And then
like he had like 700 yards, like 80 something receptions. And after that, it was just totally bull.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Eric Ebron, too. Yeah. There's not really much there.
I mean, that tight end position for Detroit has been rough, man.
Yeah, there's not much. Hopefully, Sam Laporta, when we're doing this game next year, maybe Sam Laporta could be on this list.
Let's go.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. We're not doing rookies. Obviously, we haven't played yet, and the free agents that we signed. So there's no, like, David Montgomery and players like that. So I should have mentioned that in the beginning. So
right.
Yeah. All right. Pierre, you're on the clock. Last pick.
No, we have two more picks.
Oh, you have two more picks. Sorry. I have one pick left.
So we're going to go with the 1993 defense. They gave up 18.3 points per game, and they finished the season off 10-6. And they went to the playoffs, lost to the Packers. So that's where we're going with the 93 defense. The defense thing was so hard, man. The Lions have had awful defenses, bro.
Yeah, you're not kidding me.
That's why I went 2014 early.
That was smart.
you know it was on my board, just in case, like, I didn't get the top two. I went 2018 when we got snacks in the second half.
The second half? I mean, they're still ranked defensively terrible.
Yeah, they were not good. But, my logic was going to be is, like,
If we didn't
have a terrible defensive coach at Patricia, we had some good talent there, man. We had Snacks, Darius Slay, Quandre Diggs. I mean, we had some guys there. But that's GQ? Besides the point. Yeah, GQ. Well, that's besides the point. All right, Malcolm, you're on the clock.
All right, so I am going to – let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
We said no rookies.
No rookies.
Is Jamison Williams considered a rookie?
No.
All right. There it is.
Oh, my
God. You're going with potential here, huh?
I'm going with potential because I think this guy's an absolute stud. I'm going with Jamison Williams as my receiver. He's locked that in there. And my flex is a little surprise for a lot of people. I'm just going rookie year, Kevin Jones. Not the Blue Wire guy. Not Kevin Jones from Blue Wire. I'm talking about the running back, Kevin Jones, where he was the first running back since Barry to get it over 1,000 yards. I think I think so far as a running back, I think he still to this day had the most rushing yards since Barry. I think he had like a 1,200-yard season. So yeah, I'm going Kevin Jones.
Okay. All right, Pierre, last pick. What do you got?
Bobby Lane.
Yeah.
Bobby Lane.
Yeah, you could enjoy that. You could enjoy that as your quarterback.
He'll have fun. He's throwing to Calvin, Herman Moore, and Charlie Sanders. We're good.
Yeah, you have a good squad.
And those
and Brett Perriman as well.
I was gonna say, can I switch my flex? I have a better player now.
No.
Okay.
Once you draft, you draft. Like, you can't go back in fantasy when you draft. I want to switch my player.
Can I get a UDFA? my last pick is Matt Breida, by the way. The last pick.
Can we trade? Are we able to trade players?
Trade.
No, we can't.
Okay, yeah.
No.
All right, let's read off our squads. Pierre, go ahead and read off your squad. Who do you got?
At quarterback, we got Bobby Lane. At running back, we got Doak Walker. At receiver, we got Calvin and Herman Moore. At tight end, we got Charlie Sanders. The flex is Brett Perriman. The 93 defense and the kicker is Eddie Murray.
It's not a bad squad. That's a pretty solid squad.
All right. We'll take both of your squads. We'll destroy your squad.
I'm really cute. Ew, I freestyled this squad and it still came out pretty decent, so I don't care.
What do you got, Malcolm? What's your squad looking like?
I have my quarterback at Matthew Stafford, my running back, Billy Sims. Receivers are going to be Golden Tate and Jamison Williams. Tight end, TJ Hockenson. My flex is Kevin Jones. Rookie year. I want everybody to realize, rookie year, Kevin Jones. My defense is the 2014 Detroit Lions defense where they had Sue and all those nasty guys on the defensive line. And then my kicker is going to be Jason Hansen.
Yeah, that's nice. Something I should also mention as well is, when we're taking players, we're not taking players that were good for other teams. Like let's say, example, Anquan Boldin played one here in Detroit. It was good. He was a good player in Detroit. Don't get me wrong. But you're not getting Baltimore Ravens, Arizona Cardinals, Anquan Boldin. So that's something to factor in. Like, you're getting the Lions version of these players. So, all right. Reading off my squad, and then we're going to have you guys vote. We'll post on Twitter and Instagram, and we're going to have you guys vote who you guys think had the best squad, and whoever wins bragging rights, I guess you could say. All right. My quarterback was Jared Goff. At running back, I have Lions King, Barry Sanders. Wide receiver, I got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Johnny Morton. At tight end, we got Brandon Pettigrew. At the flex, we got Theo Riddick. At defense, we got the 1991 Detroit Lions defense. And at kicker, we got Matt Prater. So that's our squads.
This was fun.
Between the three of us, who do you think has the best squad?
I would have to say, you know, I'll probably have to roll Pierre, man.
Pierre is a nice one. That Calvin Johnson, Herman Moore duo is
nasty. That receiving duo he has there is pretty nasty. I think he's gonna get a lot of votes because a lot of people they look at Bobby Lane like he's the savior of Detroit, like the. So I think he's gonna get a big chunk of the votes. I would lean that way if I was voting.
Well, like, on my board, Bobby Lane was QB3. It's just you guys took the other guys. Like, all right, I'll just take him last.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would have picked John Kitna over Bobby Lane, but that's just me. I would have picked John Kitna. I would have went. I would even would have went Dante Culpepper over him too. But that's just me.
Yeah,
because again, it's just different eras. Like, I just think those guys are just, as far as quarterback, they're better quarterbacks than him. He was great. He was great in his era, but I mean, you're not comparing much.
My first Lions game, I saw Dante Culpepper against the Steelers. And no, dude, I would not, never, it was bad. October 10th, 2009, I believe.
Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm thankful as a Lions fan that I got to watch Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. I didn't have to watch all these other quarterbacks that I was reading through.
Well, I mean, Dante Culpepper was just like a fill. He was a captain of a bridge quarterback that, you know, he was just, just until, you know, because John Kinnick kept getting hurt and he needed a quarterback. So they got in Culpepper. They knew they were going to draft a guy. So he was just a bridge.
Yeah.
But also what was good with us too was Jeff Garcia. He was pretty good with us at his short period of time with us. He was all right. He wasn't great. He was all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't have much.
Not much. Yeah, no, we got blessed with Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff for, you know, recently.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's why I said, people, you got to appreciate what you have, man. And I think Jared Goff is up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that is going to be a wrap. Again, we'll post our teams on social media, Instagram and Twitter. Hope you guys all enjoyed this different style of episode. I had a lot of fun with this. Obviously, we're in the middle of the office and not really much going on right now as far as football and just Detroit Lions, but we'll have a new pod for you guys coming up very soon. So if you guys give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, it is always much appreciated. And I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. Like Tyler said, hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. And I'm out. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm. I am out, man. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.